Well, hello, happy Monday. It is a brand new week in the second month of a brand new year. And I am in the Midwest and it is effing cold. But acceptance is key. And we have snow today and more coming throughout the day. More acceptance. But first off, obviously, thank you for listening and energy exchanging and helping this podcast grow. So yeah, it's the second month of 2021. And I feel, I don't know, I feel, I don't even know the word. A lot of times I feel like I'm having an outer body experience. A lot of times, I'm of course caught up in the what's next for Amber's life. And then I'm also very present in my life and day-to-day interactions. Last night I had a FaceTime session with one of my girls from Michigan. And every time her and I connect, it's like that beautiful alignment conversation. Like we don't talk all the time, but when we do, we link up and we are on the same page and we fill each other up and it's beautiful. And so her and I were talking and we haven't talked. I'm trying to think. Maybe we wished each other Happy New Year. So I'm thinking like probably not since the first of the year. And like I was catching her up with everything in my life, and she was catching me up with everything in her life, and we were talking about this ongoing pandemic, talking about Valentine's Day and just life. And then the topic of social media came up, and she was telling me how she deleted her Instagram. And I said, I feel you. I deleted my Facebook. I said, and I'm really wanting to delete my Instagram, but I haven't let that go. I'm still like holding on. But I don't really know why, because it's not really fulfilling per se. And I do waste a lot of time on there. And so, her and I both talked about where we're at in our lives right now. The awakening that continues to unravel and the higher consciousness that we tap into for our individual lives. And so through that, and I told her, I said, for as long as social media has been around, which is, I believe, 11 years, which then and out loud is like, holy shit, 11 years we've all been putting moments of our lives, or for some cases, all of our lives, on social media in this illusionary world. Because it's not real. Like, I have tried in the last couple years to be as authentic as possible on social media, but you still only get snippets. It's not like 24/7 you get your life on there. I mean, some people maybe, but. And so I was telling her how, like, off and on throughout the years, I would find myself comparing my life to people on social media, like, okay, I'm not further along than I should be, or I'm not doing shit with my life, even though I was. But, I was like, compared to what I'm seeing on social media, and it gets exhausting. And, and she threw out that quote, comparison is the thief of joy. And it's so true. And I said, and then I stopped comparing my life to the things that I was absorbing in my feed or seeing just pop up on Instagram or Facebook. And then it switched into like other forms of what people were doing, and like being out there in the world and making change and like just doing shit, and you're like, I can't do that to myself because just because I don't want those same things, and yet I find myself over, the last 11 years off and on, like I said, comparing myself doesn't make me any less worthy. It just, everybody has their own individual path, or that unsolicited, and I know that like, over the years, I've given advice just by my life experience of what I have gone through that I share with people because I'm like, you know what? For the longest time, I thought I was alone. I thought that this was only happening to me. that people don't go through shit like this. And so I started sharing little, like, tidbits. But, like, people out there that are trying to, like, put that pressure, like, you're running out of time. What are you going to do with your life? What, you got to go out there and you got to build this and create this and do that. And you're like, well, wait a minute. Do you really want that? And there was something I had recently posted on my Instagram, like, a week ago. And it said, social media will have you anxious about things that you don't even want. Be careful not to, like, absorb the wrong goals or something like that. And that's so true, because I can confirm that for so long on social media, I was getting all torn up over shit that I didn't even really want. And if I sat with myself, I was like, do I really want this for my life? Most of the time, the answer was no. But because social media, and not even that necessarily people are doing it 100% of the time, you think because everybody flashes and showcases, their, which is great, you think that you should be doing the same thing. And you're like, but wait a minute, do you want that? Most of the time in my life, the answer was no. And so last night, I deleted it. And I was like, and before I did that, and then I would log back in. I'm like, no, I know that I'm ready. Like, because I didn't even think twice. I didn't wake up this morning and I didn't have that urge to, like, look, open up my Instagram app. Like, it was just boop. And that's how I knew. Because I'm tired of social media. And that's just me. You know, like, there's so many positives and benefits. Totally. But, you know, and like my friend and I were saying yesterday, like, finding your community is so important. And that's why we are so grateful for each other, because we get it. You know, like, we are part of each other's community, because we're not seeking to, like, have that illusionary world be the top priority in our life and to be the main focus. Like, you know, we want to live life, like, listen to podcasts, journal, read, create projects if we want to. Like right now, I'm sitting at a pond and I'm watching birds eat food and fly, and I'm happier than ever. You know, like, it's moments like this that make me happy to be alive. And it has absolutely nothing to do with a career or a relationship or purpose. It's to be alive. Like, how many people are fighting for their lives right now? You know, that can't get in their car and drive to the pond if they wanted to watch birds fly. You know, and I don't know. I'm, like I've said before, I'm a seeker, you know, like, I seek things in life. I want to know the meaning of life, and this is it. You know, like, I thought for so long it was this great, big, large career and all this money and all this fame and all this shit that I was chasing for 10 years in an industry that sucked the life out of me because I allowed it. But it wasn't my path long term, you know, like, that's what it boils down to, is if it's yours, if it is truly your path and you are meant for that, nothing can stop you from achieving that. That is divinely yours. You can, and I heard this once and I love it. You cannot lose what's divinely yours. You can prolong it. You know, you can maybe take some roadblocks along the way, but what is yours and what is destined to be yours is yours, you know, and it's taken me a long time to figure that out. And it's taken a lot of isolation and a lot of turning inwards to reflect within myself and stop listening to other people's opinions, even though I was seeking it out. Mixed in with people giving me their thoughts without me wanting it. But it's a combination of both. And when you start to realize that the opinions of others, like, really break it down, you think about, people get so caught up, myself included in the past, with opinions. Like that it holds so much weight on your life. But really, it doesn't. It's just energy from somebody else. But ultimately, someone's opinion does not pay your bills, does not better or worsen your, well, maybe worsen if you allow it to, but to better your relationship with someone. It doesn't make you get out of bed and do your job every day or sit with you in an interview on a future career endeavor or create that project that you may want to do to launch a business. Like, nobody's opinions ever contribute to those said things. It does not add money in your bank account, and it doesn't take away money in your bank account. It's just energy of how other people view your life. And the minute you start to understand that, like, wow, I'm over here getting caught up in what people are thinking or what they possibly could say, which most of the time, fear is 90% never going to happen. And even if it does, who cares? You know, like, opinions are just that, opinions. But our world holds so much weight to what other people think and say, and it's nauseating. So, you know, it's enjoying the space that I'm in right now, you know, and it's embracing and accepting where I'm at in my life right now without being so watching these birds fight and not being so caught up in the what's next and knowing that, like, I'm worthy just being me, and you are worthy just being you. Everything else is just added incentives and little extra bonuses. And that's what took me a long time through being on social media that I had to recognize about me, is that just because I may not be making $50,000 in one day or building this company or out there changing the world on these deep-rooted issues, I'm still worthy. It doesn't make me less valuable. It just makes me me. And that we can't change the world. Like, there's so many humans on this planet. A lot of them are destructive. But that's not the goal. We can't change humans. But we can be the change. We can advocate for what's right. We can make good choices, raise children to be good people, be kind to others, love one another. But we can't change the world, unfortunately. I'm still asking every day why. Our planet is like this. This human journey is like this. There's the denseness of the human mind, the lower consciousness, the lower energy. It's the balance of the light and the dark. You know, like, it's a miraculous experience to be alive. I truly, even though I get so passionate and wrapped up into, like, why is there still white supremacy? Why is there racism? Why is there bigotry? Why is there homelessness? Why is there greed? But at the end of the day, it's still beautiful to be alive, because who the fuck really knows where we go after this? You know, like, nobody knows. There are spiritual teachers out there and in the spiritual community that have their guesses on where we go. You know, if you're religious, I'm sure, I mean, I don't read the Bible, but I'm sure somewhere, even though I went to catechism as a child and I was raised Catholic, our family was not Catholic as far as how we acted, but neither here nor there. But I'm sure somewhere in the Bible it talks about where we go in the afterlife, and but nobody truly has a first-hand experience. Like, yeah, I went there, came back though. I wanted to actually be on Earth. I'm like, no, you don't know until it happens to you, till your number's up. And so, who are you going to be while you're here? And that's what I love about myself right now, where I'm at, is that I don't know necessarily where I'm going, but I like where I'm at, and I like living this life for me. You know, until the universe reveals to me that I'm supposed to bear a child, or be a stepmother, or be a wife, or a longtime girlfriend, it's just me and my tribe. And I'm okay with that because I'm a loving, healthy, now healthy woman who has done a lot of work on herself. And that's why I know who I am, is because I've spent 10 years diving in the depths of amber, figuring out who I am. So while everybody else was, and I was maintaining a career, and I was doing all these fun things, and I was interviewing celebrities, and I was traveling and going on vacations and even dating and all that, but like while people were seriously building companies and like going to school and rising in their career, I was figuring out me because that was most important. Because if you don't know who you are, how do you know that that's what you really want out of life? How do you really know that that's the person you want to be with, or the city that you want to live in, or the house that you want to live in, or the car that you drive? Like, if you're just doing it because people tell you to, or you think that's what you should be doing, but what is your insides telling you that you want? And unless you get quiet with yourself, which most of the time humans don't, besides the pandemic, obviously, but unless you sit with yourself and truly ask those important questions and not avoid that time with yourself, you don't really truly know who you are. Like, you know, my friend and I were saying last night, I said, now you wouldn't say this in a room full of mothers, or maybe you would, but like, how many people out there in the world are really happy with now, probably, but like in the beginning, like happy having children with that person or whatever the situation is, because society tells you don't be alone. That's sad. You don't want to be in your 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s and beyond and be single. So get married, procreate, raise a family. But what if you don't necessarily want that, and then you end up having children? Are you really happy that you got pregnant? Are you really happy that you became a father? Eventually, probably, yeah. But like, because people are out here doing shit they don't want to do. Because that pressure. I gotta be doing this. But what if you actually sat with yourself and said, if I didn't have that pressure, you know, if I could have anything in the world, would I want to see my life without this person in it? Would I want to still be doing this career? Would I want to still be living in this city? And don't forget, I mean, and don't factor in the house and the, you know, the steps that you got to take, but like, if you could really have anything in the world, would you still be living your life? Or would you try to switch it up and make it more of what you truly want? So that's what's on Amber's mind today. And I'm grateful for that FaceTime call with my friend last night. Because, you know, it's like we boost each other up when the time is right, you know, when we align and we have those calls. And it was just nice to hear somebody. And she's, you know, got her own business too. So it's not like she's, you know, she is built has built her own business and still doesn't want to be on social media. And I was like, okay, like, everybody's going through it, you know, their own awakening, their own questioning what's valuable in their life. You know, because once we're gone, that's it. You know, I'm watching this reality show, which I'm hooked. It's about really rich and wealthy millionaires and billionaire Asians in LA. It's called Bling Empire. And I really fucking love this show. I was like, I'm gonna watch one episode, and I don't know. I was hooked. I was like, because they all represent like a unique personality, and together, it's great. And one woman on the show, she says it all the time in the episodes. She's like, "You got one life to live. This is it. There's no dress rehearsal. This is it." Bless you, Anna. Because it's true. This is it. If you are fortunate enough to make a lot of money and travel the world and raise a family, then great. But make sure that's what you want. You know? And then if you don't have all that money and you don't have the career that you want, you know, work towards it. Or don't, if that makes you happy. But this is one life. That's it. And I think a lot of times people maneuver through life like we got another chance at this. Now, obviously, making changes within this lifetime, yeah, you can constantly reinvent yourself, but at the end of the day, this is it. And there's so much fucked upness along the way that inhibits people from really truly living the life that they desire. But at the end of the day, this is your life, and you do get to live it the way that you want, no matter what society tells you. They want you to believe that. They want you to believe that they have all this control and power over you. But really, what they're afraid of, what they don't want you to know, is that you hold your power. You do. You get to create your life. But as soon as we are brought into this experience, we have parents and other adults and teachers and advertising industry and the government telling you how you should live your life, what you should do, say, dress, and be. But what if you shed all of that shit and you were able to figure out what you want? Who would you be? I mean, like I love telling this story because it's just so fascinating to me that like as a young teen and even into my 20s, my family thought I was never going to get over the hump. They thought that the biggest goal that was going to be set for Amber's life was to have a man take care of her or be a receptionist at a front desk, which there's nothing wrong with that if that's what you really like. But in their eyes, that was low class. That was, you're not going to amount to anything, so just go be a receptionist. But what's really wrong with being a receptionist? Do you know how hard an administrative assistant's job is? Unless you've done it, you actually hold down the fucking office. You are doing all of the work that other people don't want to or know how to do. Like in one job, I had lawyers coming up to me not knowing how to do mail. Like, ha, but that's real life. Didn't know how to certify mail, so I had to do it. And I didn't mind it, because, you know, whatever. I got it done. But it's just interesting that, like, someone that would pay thousands of dollars and was so smart never took the time to, like, learn how to certify mail. Because you just don't need to, because you have an administrative assistant that will do it. So it's like when people want to knock down administrative assistants or any other job that they seem to think is on a lower status of scale, actually very beneficial career. And if you're in the right environment, can pay very well. So again, what the fuck are people talking about? They don't know. So you gotta do the work, and you gotta be able to block out what other people want to inject in you of opinions and judgments and what they think is good for your life. So as I sit here watching birds fly and it's snowing and it's cold, I have so much gratitude for my life. Because I know that where I'm at right now is only a snapshot into the bigger picture of my life. And I know what I'm capable of. I know what I have transformed within myself. And I know that I can reinvent myself over and over and over again because I've done it. Ever since I was in high school. I've been a risk taker since I was in high school, making those bold moves at 17 years old. When people, of course, thought I was crazy. So, we got one chance at this life. And nothing's ever guaranteed or promised. We can hope, we can pray, we can visualize, we can do vision boards, we can work hard, we can keep our minds right, we can study and train, do all of the things to prepare for what you want. But nothing's ever guaranteed. But it doesn't mean you stop living life. It means you keep going and you keep dreaming and you find what makes you happy before it's too late, before your expiration date is up. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for energy exchanging and listening. And I hope that your second month of 2021 is flowing as best as possible and that you are patient with yourself wherever you're at in your life right now. Even if it's not where you necessarily see yourself or want to be, still find the good in the moments of now, the beauty in the becoming of who you want to be. So much love to you. Don't forget to express your love to others and tell people how much they mean to you before it's too late. Before you don't get a chance to do that. Because that too is never promised. You think you have all this time to talk to people and share how you feel or connect with them, and then maybe you wake up one day and you're like, holy shit, they're not here anymore? Like, I don't get to, whoa, and then time just escapes you. So really, truly live your life in a way that feels good. All right. Be kind to yourself and be kind to others. Peace and love.